You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Blood on the floor at Fletcher Building. The company's chief executive, Mark Adamson, is out.
Breaking this morning, what is going on at the country's biggest listed company, Fletcher Building?
Financial nightmare at Fletcher Building.
Fletcher Building is in turmoil.
Profit forecasts have been slashed and the CEO is leaving after calling some colleagues pompous old farts.
That was media reaction to the resignation of Fletcher Building CEO Mark Adamson. The surprise announcement came after a sharp downturn in the fortunes of New Zealand's largest construction firm. Earlier this month, Fletcher's slashed their estimate for this year's earnings by around a quarter, with the company's share price then dropping to a 16-month low. Much of the losses are tied to a blowout in costs on two large projects, Sky City's Convention Centre and a $300 million precinct for the Ministry of Justice. This comes as New Zealand is experiencing a reported shortage of skilled tradespeople, which has added to costs. For more, I spoke with the head of the Building and Construction Industry Training Organisation, Warwick Quinn, and asked him if we do have enough people in training.
No, we don't really. If you look at the total number of workers needed in construction over the next 5 years, it's about 60,000 workers. That's right across the board from, you know, sort of administration people right through to architects, engineers and tradespeople. And of that 60,000, about half of them need to be trade qualified one way or another. And of that number, which is, you know, 28 to 30,000, will produce over the next 5 years, you know, a little under half of that. So we have a long way to go to fill the current skill shortage as it's currently predicted. For the last 6-7 years, well, not the last 6 or 7, the global financial crisis, which ran from 2008 to about 2012, was the largest recession for construction New Zealand has ever seen. The number of homes that we didn't build during that period was double the number of homes we never built in all other recessions combined. So it was very significant, and because of that long-term recession, best part of 5 years, the sector really restructured itself to cope with about half the number of construction jobs it would normally have to do during that time. And then for a couple of years after that, there's always a lag between taking trainees on and actually signing up apprentices. It takes a couple of years for firms to be confident that their workbook is full enough to warrant investment in training, because, you know, training lasts 3-4 years. And therefore, we add a couple of more years to that 5 years. So for the best part of, you know, 6 or 7 years or so, we never really trained in the numbers that we would have liked to have had, simply because of the global financial crisis. And we're reeling from that now, particularly when, you know, the level of construction has gone up hugely in the last couple of years. A couple of things have happened in the last 25 years or so. The sector has specialised a lot more. We're a lot more acquiring of supplying and installing products are part of the market, particularly for new homes and in the commercial space. So we have grown another skill demand, which is more specialisation that's been occurring in construction. So the fully rounded, fully qualified person, there's still a role for them, and we're growing those numbers well at the moment. But we're unable to address these kind of shorter specialised skill sets that have been developed as these firms have specialised and only doing part of what a full qualification would normally do. So we have a pilot about to start with a number of firms with the blessing of the Tertiary Education Commission and NZQA to see whether we can actually do that. So what that does, it recognises the skill sets that are out there being developed in a formal way and puts them on the NZQA framework, so that we can grow the number of firms that can train, because the training aligns with their business, and maybe attract more kids and people into construction who might not otherwise want to do a 4-year program, but they might do 12 months. So that means we can grow our capacity and therefore not limit or choke our construction activity because we can't get skills.
And just carrying on from that, I guess, so how do we get more people into training?
Yeah, a couple of things when it comes to construction. We need to obviously increase the number of firms that are willing to train, and this sort of training we've just spoken about will help address that. But also we need to broaden the number of people who are interested in considering a career in construction, and that's not that easy, particularly when 15 years ago, New Zealand had its lowest birth rate per capita ever, and we're just about to enter one of our hugest construction booms, or in the midst of it now, at a time where we have fewer and fewer school leavers that the rest of New Zealand is also going to be competing with. So we have to broaden who we operate for and who we attract, including women. We have a very low percentage of women in construction. The number of women we've got in trades training, you know, we've got 11,000 trainees and only 2.6% of them are female. And increase our attractiveness to Māori Pacifica, and also other immigrants, particularly in Auckland, Asians and other people who are now settling in Auckland who may not have considered construction as a career. So we have a number of avenues, but it's really important that we address all of them at once and not try and do a piecemeal bit with each of them. What the BCITO is doing is looking at a number of changes to the way it operates and asking government to dust off the old legislation. You know, the Act we work under is 25 years old and the sector's moved on to a new way of operating now. So dusting off the legislation and providing us with more tools so we can provide more flexible learning and more aligned with industry needs is really key to cracking this nut. We only have 10% of firms, potential firms, in training at any one point in time. So 10% of firms are training 100% of our apprentices. So we really do need to broaden the number of firms that train. And whilst the training won't be the traditional fully rounded person, still being able to recognise the skill sets that are being developed in those firms is critically important to making sure we have the right skills in the market.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.